Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Mem Gimel, Sanhedrin 43a. Pagination is 85. We start on the facing page at the top, the beginning of the sixth perek of Sanhedrin. Nigmar Hadin. If the judgment on this capital case has been completed and they ruled that he's guilty, so he's going to be executed. Motziim oso lesoklo. They're going to take him out to kill him. Beis haskila yachutz lebezdin. The place where they killed him was outside of Bezdin. It was not right there. Shenemar, based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, hotzei es hamekalil. Take him out. So it has to be somewhat distant. The way they structured the execution was to allow for last-minute exoneration if somebody would have an idea that they overlooked something in the case. And therefore, Echad Omer al Pesach Bezdin, one person was standing by the doorway of the Bezdin, Vasudarim biyado, and he had a cloth in his hand, Vesus rachok mimenu, and a horse with a rider was a little bit away from him, Kedeshihu ro'ehu, but he was able to see. And therefore, Omer Echad, yesh l'lamed alav zchus, if one of the judges would say, I thought of something that would find him innocent, halamenef basudarim, he would wave with the cloth, v'asus rots, and the person on the horse would race over, Uma Amidon, and he would stop the entourage that are going with the condemned to kill him. He would stop them, and he would bring them back to Bezdin to revisit the case. Vafilu hu omer, yesh li lumod al atzmi zuchos, and this is true even if the condemned is the one who says, I have something that I still want to argue in front of the Bezdin that would find me innocent. Machzirim oso, you bring him back. Afilu arba v'chamish pa'amim, even 4 or 5 times. You keep bringing him back to Bezdin, and we're willing to revisit the case. We're in no rush. Ovavad sheyesh mamish b'devarav, provided that each time he's being brought back, there's something to what he's saying. If he's just trying to use stalling tactics, then at a certain point, they're not going to listen to him. We'll see the Gemara right now on today's daf, that the rule was that 1 or 2 times they would bring him back, even if he can't articulate his argument to the people who are with him. We bring him back to Bezdin, and Bezdin will be able to calm him down and listen to his claim. After the first 2 times, then to be brought back again, there has to be some substance to what he's saying. Let's see the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amid Aleph 43a. We are about 12 lines up at the end of a line by the 2 dots. Afilu hu, even if he himself is the one who argues for innocence. And the Mishnah concluded, but it has to be mamish bedvarov, something of substance. Asks the Gemara, afilu pam rishono ushniya, even the first 2 times, that has to be substance to his arguments. V'atanya, we learnt in a brisa, pam rishono ushniya, the first 2 times, ben sheyesh mamish bedvarov, ben she'ei mamish bedvarov, whether there's something of substance, whether there's not, it makes no difference. Machsirim oso, you bring him back to the Bezdin. Mikan va'elach, after the first 2 times, im yesh mamish bedvarov machsirim oso, ei mamish bedvarov, ein machsirim oso. If there is, you bring him back. If there's not, you don't bring him back. How do you understand our Mishnah that seems to say that you bring him back 4 or 5 times, but only if there's substance to his arguments, then we'll bring him back? Amar Rav Papa explained, as I mentioned, Tirguma, you have to explain the Mishnah that says there has to be substance, Mipam Shniya Ve'eloch. From the second and on, it has to be substance. But before that, even without substance. Minoyadi, how do you know if there's substance to what he's arguing? As Rashi observes, the people who went with him to kill him, there's no such requirement. They have to be Talmidim, that they're learned people. How do they know if it's a good argument or not? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Demasrinan lezuga derabbanan. They send a peer of Talmidei Chachamim, two experts, Iika Mamish Bedevarov, and if they hear something of substance, it's not their job to judge, it's just their job to say, this is an argument that has some meaning to it. Then they would bring him back, Ilo Lo, and if not, not. So why don't you send these two Talmidei Chachamim to begin with? In other words, why is it that the first two times we don't have the Talmidei Chachamim and we do bring him back even if we don't have any substance that we're hearing? And then after that, we start with the Talmidei Chachamim and checking the substance of his argument. And the Gemara answers, Agiv de bo'is lamotzi omar kom mai de islay. Because he's afraid he's not going to be able to articulate everything. And therefore, the first two times we give him a chance, even if he just says, I have something to say, even if he can't articulate his argument and it makes no sense to us, we still bring him back. The Rambam writes this halacha in Sanhedrin Yud Gimel Aleph, and he says, Shema mepnei apachad, maybe because he's afraid, he's on death walk. Nistat muta anosav, he can't argue his case clearly. Uchashayachso levezdin, they'll take him back to Bezdin, to see Ashiv Daito, he'll calm down, he'll see that we're serious. If he has something worth saying, we're willing to listen. And that's the structure, that the first two times, all he needs say is, I have something to argue, and we'll take him back. After that, he has to be able to make some substance of it. Otherwise, it's simply a delaying tactic. The Mishnah says, Matzu lo zuchus, if they find some merit to him, patruhu, they can exonerate him, they let him free. V'im lav, but if not, if it just keeps going and no one has anything to say and they've already paskind, ruled on the case, yatza li sakel, they take him out to be killed. As they do so, Ucharuz Yotze Lefanov, an announcer goes in front and says, Ish Peloni Ben Peloni, so-and-so, Yotze Lisakel is going out to be killed, Al Sha'avar Avera Plonis, because he did the following violation, Uploni Uploni Edov, the following two people are the witnesses, anybody who knows a merit that has not yet come, even though we've tried, but this is the last chance, they should come and they should say the merit so that you could still save the condemned if innocence can be indicated. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, the Mishnah is a drop cryptic. V'tzarech le'meimar, they're also going to include in the announcement, b'yom ploni, the day of the crime, u'v'sha'a plonis, the time of the crime, u'v'makom ploni, the place of the crime, dilma ika diyadi v'asu mazim luhu, because maybe there are witnesses who can come based on that and prove that the testimony is invalid because they can show, they can testify that the Edom were elsewhere at the time that they claimed the crime occurred, and that also would bear on the case, and therefore that was included in this announcement. I think it's important to observe that this is not as if we didn't do our research during the entire court case, but I imagine that sometimes there's somebody in the crowd who's intimidated, who's afraid to speak out, he's afraid of these witnesses, maybe they're part of a clique that would do him in, and he has not yet come forward to bear testimony on the case. So we're making this announcement that someone who's local, who might still be able to do something relevant. Certainly, it's an announcement to publicize the case in case someone hasn't heard of the case. But I would add that it's also, on certain occasions, the person heard about the case. But he needs to understand this is the last chance. After this, either rightly or wrongly, but the person's going to be killed, and therefore now is the time to speak up. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.